It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to our outdoor show this week. You know, we've been coming to you now here on KETR for over 6 years. Seems like we just got started, and I guarantee you every week I enjoy now just as much as when we started 6 years ago. You know, I want to kind of give you an update on what's going on with me this week. I am way out in far west Texas, west of San Angelo, actually north of Mertzon, about 12 miles, on an 11,000-acre ranch. I've hunted out here for, this is the third year, and a good buddy of mine, Stephen Ray, that makes the rattling forks, rattling antlers for, you know, rattling up big bucks. Stephen first invited me out here, oh, it was year before last, and I killed a very nice buck. I was hunting with a rifle out here. Stephen rattled him in from, that deer probably came from six or 800 yards up to within a decent shot range of about 100 yards, and I never will forget it. It's a very nice buck, and I've still got the horns, but I hunted last year on a little bit different program out here. Of the 11,000 acres, I believe about 1,700 are high fence now, and my program was to help remove some of the native deer, and the program was, the long-term plan was to import high genetic deer and get some really big big antlered bucks out here, is exactly what they're doing too. But last year I hunted with a crossbow, and it's kind of ironic, the same stand I'm hunting from this year, I killed an 8-point, I believe it was, last year, a management buck, it's called, but it's a very nice buck. So I'm down here now. I hunted that same stand. It seemed like a little bit like deja vu, but I was back in that same stand this morning where I killed the buck with a crossbow. Now, this year I'm using a Darton 3800, a compound bow, which I always shoot the Dartons. Last year it was the Darton crossbow. But this year I'm using a compound, and there's fewer management bucks there. The high genetic bucks have been introduced into this particular area that I'm hunting, and my goal is to, you know, watch real close and try to harvest one or two of the management bucks. I saw some good ones last night, big bodied deer, inferior genetics on antlers, of course. But I'll be back out this afternoon and hunt that same old stand, see what I can do. A highlight to this hunt is Larry Wysoon is down with us, Mr. Whitetail. You may listen to Larry and I on my hour-long hunting and fishing show that I do each week. Catfishradio.com is the website there. But Larry's out filming a segment of his Trailing the Hunter's Moon. Actually, he and Stephen and the cameraman are out. I'm back at the camp house right now. They're out driving the ranch roads in a high rack truck and putting Larry out with his cameraman and doing some rattling, trying to bring in a big buck. So when they get in, I'm going to check in with Larry and get him to visit with us a little bit and, you know, see how the morning hunt went. Well, folks, I see them pulling in right now. There's Larry and Stephen coming in the high rack truck. Hey, Larry.
Good morning.
Good morning. It sounded to me like maybe you saw something. Y'all have been out rattling and driving over that, I guess, the south part of the ranch here, right?
We have. This is an absolutely beautiful chunk of country and great wildlife habitat, of course. And this morning was one of those mornings you dream about where it was really kind of nice and cold and deer movement was really good. First off, we saw a couple of does up close and then found a really nice big 8-point buck. Just didn't give us a chance to look at him very much. And then after that, it was just a buck, and then a little while, a buck, and then a buck, and then a buck, and then we stopped at one spot to rattle, or going to move into rattle. We'd already rattled up a couple of them, moved into another spot to where we're going to try to set up, and we're looking down at some deer, and here comes a doe, and lo and behold, here come three bucks chasing right behind her. So, by golly, the rut here is still going on.
Going strong. Those rattling forks, Larry, they project, don't they? They get out there.
They do. This morning, too, I had an opportunity to sat in the high rack while Stephen walked out quite a way, and I just wanted to see how far that I could hear it. And then as it worked out, I mean, I was listening to them probably about 200, 250 yards away. And if I can hear them that far away with my hearing as it is, and particularly crosswind such as we were, you know those deer are hearing them a long way off. And we kind of proved that a little bit later, too, where we rattled up several more, including one really nice typical 11-point.
I tell you, and then, you've got the afternoon hunt to do. And this morning, I was out on a management buck quest, you might say, with my bow. Last year, I killed an 8-point here that was a native, you know. And now the pasture that I've been hunting today, it's about 1,700 acres, I believe. But there's still some native in there, some native genetics, and that's what I've been looking for. It's already got some high genetic deer in there, so been a good opportunity to take some great pictures. And I'm going to be back out there this afternoon with that bow and be watching really close, Larry.
Well, we got a spot picked out. They're all set up to get into this afternoon where there's been a couple of really big bucks seen. It's kind of off the way from everything else, and so feel really good about that spot. And we saw, matter of fact, that's where we rattled up that really nice 11-point a little while ago.
You know, if there's anything more exciting in the outdoors than watching a buck coming into the horns, I know you've made a life out of it. I've rattled up a bunch and seen a bunch. That's one of the most exciting things you can get into, really, isn't it?
Deer hunting is so much fun, but when you add that factor into taking those rattling forks and going out there and hit them together, and here comes this buck, and I mean, he's coming in. It just puts some hair on the back of your neck standing up. And if it doesn't get you excited and give you a little bit of buck fever, then maybe you ought to be playing golf or something.
That's right. Folks, we're out here in kind of northwest, I guess, we're west of San Angelo, not too far from Murchison, really, north and maybe a little bit west.
It is. It's Arion County, and it's kind of the lower end hill country. But the beauty of it is you get an integrate of some of the vegetation from the Trans-Pecos, South Texas, and the hill country, and the quality of the deer that are here, thanks to the management program, giving them opportunity to get some age on them. There's some really good bucks here. And, of course, cold weather, first cold spell to speak of. Bucks are in the rut, and bucks are coming to the rattling forks. I mean, life is that old saying, life is good, and it doesn't get any better than this. And I hate to use those both of them, but that's the case right now.
I'm happy as a lark. We got in here last night, folks, and hunted this morning, you know, and it's now late morning, midday, and we've got I've got another full day to go. And mine is kind of a venison steak quest. Maybe some sausage material from one of these. These bucks are fat as seals out here. These deer are. They've been eating really good. Larry, we'll try to. I'll make sure and give an update later in the show to everyone. Tell them what's going on. And here on KETR.org, we'll post some pictures. And I think me and you need to maybe have a cup of coffee and get ready for the evening hunt. What do you think?
I think so. I know you got some pulled pork back there, and if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go make myself a sandwich.
Well, folks, we made it back to the camp house. We're sitting around snacking on a few chips, and Mr. Wysoon's here with me, and Stephen Ray is about to download some pictures that we took of some deer today. Larry, we got a cold front coming in tonight, and you saw some bucks, you and your cameraman, this evening, didn't you?
We did. We had a really good morning this afternoon. We kind of sat in a different area and had a couple of three bucks come in. One of them was really kind of a nice buck, and the other one really kind of needed a little bit more time. But you're right, there is a bad cold front coming in as far as we're concerned, because they're predicting some ice and snow and rain and should blow in here sometime tonight, and it's going to be really interesting in the morning when we get out to see what the deer are doing or how they're reacting to the cold weather.
You bet. I know everybody up in northeast Texas listening to us are bound to have chilled down right there. Of course, we're recording this a day early, folks, like we always do, but this cold weather ought to get the deer up and moving. We've been doing a whole bunch of antler rattling. Stephen Ray, you know, he's been our guest on the show before, but Stephen invented the rattling forks, which are, the way I always describe them, Stephen, they're an unconventional-looking rattling tool. They're heavy, and they make a sound that carries a long, long way. It projects sound way out there. But I have personally, back home, rattled up $5 with them. And we've, you and Larry, you've been videoing, and you had some come in yesterday. I know you did. And so really it's late season, but it's not at all too late to do some rattling, is it?
Oh, no, Luke. I've been rattling all season since middle of October, essentially. I hunt in the hill country and then spent about a month there and moved to the brush country after that. Did really good in the hill country this year. Got a nice deer I rattled up. And we're now down here in the brush trying to scare something up for Larry.
You bet. Well, and I'll give everybody an update. I've been on a deer. Actually, I've been hunting. There's a 1,700 high fenced acres down here of the 11,000 acres. And they've introduced some big deer genetics there. And I've took my Darton bow down, and I've had a chance to. My task was to remove deer that were native deer, you know, to get those genetics out. And I got these deer are fat as seals. They're going to make some great eating. They are by no means trophy deer. But it was one of the most fun and challenging bow hunts that I've maybe ever had. Watching, making sure not to shoot genetic deer, the stock deer, picking out the natives that were to be shot. And I got a couple. We're going to have a bunch of really, really good venison back in the freezer when I get back home. So I'm going to plan to take that down to Kubi's and get them to work their magic, maybe make some sausage and that kind of thing with it. But that's in the plans. Stephen, you know, for people that do want to rattle, that maybe haven't given it a try, it works. Like anything in the outdoors, it doesn't work every time. In other words, every time you beat those horns together, you can't expect to see a big buck come running, nor can you expect to catch a big bass if you're using a spinnerbait. But people are missing out on a lot of excitement and a lot of successful hunting that don't rattle, don't you think?
Yeah, Luke, a good example of that is the 7,000 acres I hunt in the Texas Hill Country. We've had 2 years of record rains. The deer are not coming to the feeders. And interestingly, it's the best year I've ever had on that particular ranch in rattling in big mature deer. So, you know, it's got its time and place, but, you know, if they're not coming to the feeders and other stuff isn't working, my gosh, give it a try.
Give it a try. Folks, this has been a fun show. We brought it to you in 3 segments, which I'm sure you've picked up on if you listened today. Remember, KETR.org. You can listen to, you can download that to your device. You can listen all week at work or whenever. I want to invite you to tune in next week at the same time. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at KETR.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.